Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Steeler off week. We talked to him nonetheless. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Happy bye week to you.
Happy off
to
week.
You as well.
Sunday will be full of red zone, or maybe, I don't know, maybe go to the museum, go for a walk, go to the park, who knows. But there's already happenings this week in the NFL. Last night, Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. Does this open up the AFC, so to speak, or was it not going to change anything because New England's going to run through it anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably changes who the number two seed is going to be, but if you're asking me if this is going to open it up for somebody to knock off New England, I'd probably, say that's wishful thinking. I've been watching the morning shows today. It seems like there's a little bit of optimism that, Mahomes might not be out the entire season. You know, they might have to come from, maybe a wild card now, or, they'll have a worse division record. But yeah, I don't think this injury is going to change anything in large picture. I still think it's the Patriots that are the team to beat, and I'd be shocked right now as we sit here if the Patriots aren't representing the AFC in the Super Bowl in February.
If we look at the North specifically, though, in the AFC, Ray, is it Pollyanna, is it naive to think that because of the way things stack up for Baltimore, they go to Seattle Sunday afternoon, and then after a bye week, they host the Patriots, and the Steelers having a bye, and then playing the Dolphins and the Colts, that these two teams could both be 4-4 in 3 weeks?
No, I wrote about that this morning, guys. I think five of the next six opponents for Baltimore, this is excluding Cincinnati, they have a combined record of 27-7. So it's Seattle, it's the Patriots. I think the Rams are in there. 49ers might be in there. It's a really tough, brutal stretch for them. Now, the Steelers have to take advantage of this. They got to beat the Dolphins. They got to beat the Colts at home. They got to figure out a way to beat the Rams at home. And, the Rams just strengthened themselves within the last couple of days by going out and getting Jalen Ramsey. So it's not going to be easy. But, yeah, I mean, if the Steelers hold up their end of the bargain, at the very least, I think this could get interesting, by mid-November. But, we've talked about it over and over again here the last couple of weeks. It's really hard, to overcome the start that the Steelers had and expect to get back in the playoffs. But it's going to happen any year, probably going to happen in a year like this where the Ravens are a team that's struggling a little bit too, even though they got a 4-2 record at this point.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Okay, could the Steelers ever, as a proactive measure, employ a guy like Benny Snell to run the football in game to take carries away from James Conner and kind of keep both of them fresh? That is to say, a running back by committee in game as opposed to just using that guy after someone's dinged up? I'd like to see that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a topic here for 3 years now that Conner just gets dinged up a lot. And it's not that he misses a ton of games. If you look at it, he's missed a few games here and there each season, but he does get hurt a lot. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you there. Whether it's Benny Snell or Jalen Samuels when he gets healthy again, I think that might be a smart approach for the Steelers. I thought it was really interesting. I know they didn't have a lot of options. The only other guy they had was Trey Edmonds. They just brought up from the practice squad. But they were handing that ball off to Benny Snell in some critical situations. You worry about ball security at that point against the Chargers. They were ripping after that ball. So, Benny had 75 yards. He sort of had his breakout game, if you will. But, I was just impressed with his ability to continue to get positive yards and not put the ball on the ground and, sort of keep the Steelers in position to win that game. So I think they're going to have a lot of confidence in Snow going forward for sure.
Ray, you're at practice every day. What has, since the Juju fumble against Baltimore, the James Conner fumble against San Francisco, how does an NFL team and the Steelers coaching staff in particular try to reinforce ball security? You talked about Benny Snell getting carries in big moments against the Chargers. How has the team as a whole heard about that over the last week and a half, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I don't know if it's stressed anymore over the last couple of weeks, but it's stressed all the time throughout training camp and every week during the regular season. You guys know this well. Since the 2011 CBA, there was hardly any tackling during practice during the season. Once week one starts, that's scaled back. There are not a lot of contact practices. So you're doing a lot of getting in position to tackle. You put two hands on them. But in addition to that, you get around the ball and you punch at that ball. So that happens every single day in practice. You know, defensive players are aware that's the way you create turnovers, and offensive players are aware that the defense is coming after them. Randy Fichtner was asked about the Juju play earlier in the week when he talked to him, and I don't know if he was protecting Juju or not. You know, we can go back and forth on this, but he is of the mind that that was just a great singular play by Marlon Humphrey to get the ball out in that situation. You know, if he misses there and Juju runs for 20 yards and the Steelers kick a field goal, he's the GOAT. He's the hero in the situation that unfolded. So sometimes great players take chances and they make great plays. At least Randy is of the mind that Marlon Humphrey just made an absolutely spectacular play to make Juju fumble there.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Put it under your shirt if you have to. You can't fumble there. You can't fumble there.
I know. Hey, listen, I'm the first one to tell you maybe you should just get on the ground, fight to live another day. I'm just telling you, great players have the mindset. Juju is of the mindset, I'm going to make a play for my team. Marlon Humphrey is of the mindset, I'm going to make a play for my team. I'm just telling you how these guys think.
Oh, I know.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, not your opinion, Ray. I understand. Let's talk about this. Is Juju's production down just the same as AB's production down whenever there was a backup quarterback? And we should take it as it being lent to that he's working with someone that's a backup quarterback, and take that for what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to tell because I get the idea that Ben was probably even less than 100% in the Patriots game, right? Because, you know, it's come out, you know, that Ben was sort of hurting after that Patriots game, you know, before he played in the Seahawks game. So, you know, Juju didn't have a great game there, but, you know, Juju's produced in the past when Ben was his quarterback. So I just think it's one of those situations where nothing is going to change the Steelers' mind over the offseason. Juju is still going to be their number one receiver, even if he has less than 1,000 yards this year. They're going to have that mindset that he's the guy with Ben coming back, and then they'll build around him. They'll think, okay, Deontay Johnson, year two, he can maybe be a number two. James can maybe be a number two or a number three. And we'll just, you know, unfortunately for the Steelers, we'll pick up right where we left off with all the questions that we had in the summer of 2019. So I don't think that anything that happens this year will matter in terms of their, you know, building that offense for 2020. You know, obviously Juju might get hot a little bit. Maybe he'll put up some more stats. But as you've seen here through the first 6 weeks, it's really been a struggle for him and for the entire receiving corps to sort of get on the same page as these quarterbacks.
You called Benny Snell's game a breakout game for him, Ray. Was it a breakout of sorts, even though we've already seen him make big plays and we kind of knew what was expected of him, but to see him play as consistently well as he did Sunday night, a breakout game of sorts for Devin Bush, named Defensive Player of the Week in the AFC and everything that came with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you saw, I mean, he had the great interception. Was it the previous week against the Ravens? I think it was, where, you know, he went up and made that acrobatic play. But in terms of a complete game, yeah, I mean, I think that was it. Even though I know he had some missed tackles in the second half, and I know he was upset about that, but they brought this guy here to make impact plays, game-changing types of plays. And I can't tell you enough, like, I was watching that play from the press box, the fumble return on the lateral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there. I got the bird's eye view. I'm saying, somebody get on it. There are older players, guys who are 30 years old, been in this league for 6-7 years. They don't go and get on that ball. And here a rookie comes out, you know, from 10-15 yards away and gets that ball. It's instinct. It's just knowing how to play a game. It's just something that was missing from that defense. And it sounds simple, you know, as a fan, you know, watching the game, hey, go get the ball. But that guy is an instinctive player. He's got an innate ability to create turnovers and to be around the ball. So those are the types of plays that they need him to make. And if he can make those on a consistent basis, this defense is going to be really tough, even with Stephon Tuitt missing the rest of the season with that pec injury.
All right, two quick questions. Well, the first one, this may be the most important. We may not even get to the second. How is noted Western Pennsylvania Yankee fan Paul Fittipaldo taking the proceedings the last few nights?
Oh, man, it was like 8-3 last night, and I was like dozing on the couch, right? Like, I hear him like whimpering over there. But I got up this morning. I got to tell you, I got up this morning, and he was like, you know, we win three in a row, and we're you know, we're still going to the World Series. So he still believes, but boy, that Astros pitching staff, that's a tough hill to climb going against Verlander and Cole and trying to get three wins out of that.
How old is Paul?
He is eight.
He's eight. He has a long time. He'll realize more Yankee misery in his life. The second, how's that fall? How's your Buttermaker impression going for this fall baseball season?
Well, it's almost over. One rec game left on Monday, and then we're trying to squeeze one more Sunday league game. If we do one more Sunday league game, it would be a grudge match. It would be Team Finley against Gateway, coached by Will Graves of the Associated Press.
Oh, my.
Got a 10U team over there. So we're trying to make that happen next Sunday when the Steelers don't play. So
wow.
I'll give you an update next time we talk about this.
Yes. Certainly. We're absolutely anxious for this.
We'll be on pins and needles.
Yes.
As I'm sure your listeners are, too.
Most certainly. Well, thank you, Ray. We'll talk again next week. We appreciate the insight, as always.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, Ray. That's Ray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.